Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. All right. Hello, everybody. Today, we are talking about a very interesting topic here on the podcast. We're going to be talking about community safety and home values. Now, the reason I'm talking about this in the podcast is I had a pretty good recent experience that just made me think about this as a topic of conversation. And, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff in the world the last few years with the riots and different things. And there's actually been some examples. You know, if you look in the city of Minneapolis, for example, when they had the George Floyd riots, what happened to house values? They plummeted. And, a lot of people sold homes. There was a massive rash. I did a whole podcast on the dropping of the home values and the number of homes that burst on the market over a short period of time. And that made me think about the topic of safety. And then, of course, recently, too, I did a podcast and also a post on LinkedIn about the Flock cameras, and you can check that out. Long story short, Flock cameras are these digital surveillance cameras that are stationed in the roadways, and it's a newer thing. They're AI powered, and of course, they can read your license plate and track, you know, where your vehicle is going. So this got me kind of concerned about that, and I was fortunate enough to get contacted to take a tour of my local police station and meet with the police lieutenant. This is not something I've ever done before, and I'll have to say it was just an amazing and phenomenal experience, and it really got me thinking about safety and communities, and a lot of people these days that are moving because of causes for concern for safety. You know, some people are fleeing certain states because of policy. That's a safety concern as well. You have a lot of people on border states fleeing those cities because they're getting overrun with new people that don't respect the law and don't respect the rules and order. That's another safety concern. We have a lot of people leaving certain cities and fleeing cities because they're not prosecuting criminals. And we've seen that in Portland and a lot of places in California, Seattle with their autonomous zone and all those things that they created a couple years ago. So safety is really a big concern for people when they buy a home. And, you know, you can, of course, look at crime statistics online for any city and anything like that, and you can certainly get an idea. But one of the best ways to understand how a community treats and takes care of safety is to talk with your local police station and your police affiliate. And better yet, see if you can get a tour of the facility. And that's the thing that I was able to do very recently. Would have never even thought to go through the station. And I visited them with them about these cameras, but they gave me a complete tour. And it was absolutely unbelievable. I was shocked. So I live in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It's a pretty safe community. But never really thought about crime prevention and all those kind of things. And after walking through and getting this tour of this amazing facility and seeing all the things they have, I'll tell you what, I have a great appreciation for safety now, and I know that I live, at least, in an extremely safe community. As we're finishing up, the police lieutenant basically told me, he said, we want to have the reputation that you don't mess with us here in the city of Waukesha. And we want people to know if you commit a crime in Waukesha, if you get caught, we will catch you, first of all. So if you commit a crime, we will find you, we will catch you, and you will get prosecuted. And they've put the word out. And after seeing the things that they have, not only the technology, but the different resources that they have, yeah, you'd be dumb to commit a crime in my community. Let's put it that way. It is very safe. And they know how to respond and respond well. And they're going to find a way to catch you. Just some examples of some of the things I saw that made me feel a lot better about what's going on there. The first part of the tour started with the dispatch center. And going through that, it was like going into the room with the Matrix. There's monitors all over the screen, up and down, at eye level, up on the ceiling, angle down, computers everywhere, heat maps marked with where officers are, and if there's anything on the map, it's color-coded really quickly. Everybody can find things. That alone was impressive, how quickly they could find and dispatch someone to the right area and know where their officers are. Really cool just to see that. That alone was like, holy cow, that's pretty high tech. And then we went into their equipment room and saw all the comms they have and all the body cameras and that videotape and the chargers for those and how organized that is. And they even have a screen in there that shows all the officers that are out and their number and everything like that and where they are. It's pretty cool. I mean, the level of organization on this is just crazy. It's beyond my comprehension as a home builder, quite honestly. Then I got to see their basically emergency prepared area and their SWAT room, seeing the lockers with all the high-powered rifles and the riot gear and everything was pretty cool. And being able to go in there, right? Getting to see the detention facility where they bring people in, question them, where they handcuff them to the wall, the concrete room with the concrete table and the concrete chair. And looking at that going, I don't ever want to go in that room. But seeing that and how they process that facility, very cool. They have emergency preparing room. So if there's ever a national emergency, they have a whole room, like a command center that they can switch on basically and run operations out of. It's quite impressive, beyond belief. Got to see the garage. They have all their squads inside. They have their unmarked squads. Got to see all those. Got to see armored Hummer in the facility. Got to see they actually have a military, not really a tank. It's a I don't even know what you call it. They had a name for it, and I lost the term of it. But it's basically a machine that they use to like go get IEDs. They have one of these, and it's police branded. And you see this thing coming down the road, you're gonna be like, holy cow, what's going on here? They have that. It's just unbelievable as you look at not only the fleet, but the technology behind it, the resources, the training rooms, the law detective offices. It just goes on and on and on. But one of the most mind-blowing things for me was going through, they have a crime lab. And they have a whole facility just for drugs and being able to test them safely. It's unbelievable, like the way they can log it, test it. It's almost like, watching an episode of CSI or something like that. But, it's here. It's just a local 70,000 person city here in Wisconsin. And seeing the technology and the resources they have there is quite unbelievable. And again, if you live in a city and you have any sort of worry about crime, go to your police facility. You might feel a lot better once you do that. Even got to see the interrogation rooms. This was pretty cool. They have these monitors on them so you can watch from outside if they're filming or questioning someone, and it automatically uploads it to a server, all the video, catalogs it. I mean, the organization level of this and the tech on it is just like nothing you've ever seen before. And again, got to meet some of the officers and all sorts of things like that. And they explained how these cameras work and how they utilize the cameras and their searches and everything. And they get a vehicle description, or they get a vehicle description, a plate description, especially now with this camera system and the automation, they're going to be able to find you. And they're going to be able to find you pretty quick. So if there's even an abduction or something like that, or there's a shooting or anything like that, there's cameras everywhere. They have access to a lot of it. They're going to be able to find it. They're going to be able to track that person down pretty easily and pin the location and most likely catch them. And as a resident, as a person who sells property in the area, it's extremely reassuring. In fact, it's wonderful to see the level of dedication and the resources that they have. Now, not all police offices, not all police departments will have this level of funding, this level of equipment, or even organization for that matter. But clearly, I walked away impressed. And I knew right away after I left that, I'm like, you don't want to mess with the Waukesha Police Department because they seem to have it down. And I would highly encourage you, if you're in an area and you need to learn a little bit more about the safety, you want to learn about the responsiveness, how they work, go tour, see if you can get a tour with the police department. And, you know, as I was going through this thing, you know, I mean, the 13-year-old in me was just going nuts. I was like, this is so cool. This would be so fun. Look at all this cool stuff. If you got kids that you think have the interest or the aptitude to be a policeman or be in the police force, they should tour this facility. It's unbelievable. You'd get a lot out of it. And there's a lot more jobs in the police department than just being a on-duty officer, right? Like the detectives and the crime lab and all those things. There's so many places and parts for people in this. It's unbelievable. The only thing I didn't get to see on the tour at the end of the day was they have a cybersecurity room and is locked behind an iron door with passcodes and all sorts of stuff. And even the lieutenant's like, there's very few people that can have access to this room. Can't let you in here. And it was pretty interesting, to say the least, of what they can do there. And be curious to see what was in that facility and all the different things they're doing, but I'm sure they want to keep that under lock and key. But again, the level of detail, the level of care is unbelievable. And if you have any concerns, especially if you're moving to a new area, see if you can get a tour of the local police department. It will definitely help you understand their readiness. It'll understand their philosophy on crime. Are they proactive? Are they going to catch and prosecute? Are they taking it seriously? And I think you'll feel a lot better about it in most cases once you go ahead and do that. So hopefully this was interesting to you. You know, as we look at data and things like that, we are seeing that in areas of high crime, these cities where they're not prosecuting crime, we are seeing a lot of people exiting those markets that will only hurt the property value. And in places that are keeping safety first and putting a priority on prosecuting criminals, those housing values, home values, rents, everything like that are continuing to stay high and grow, and more people are flocking to those communities for safety. So safety does matter. Safety matters for home values, property values, and keeping people in your community, keeping them happy, keeping them spending money at the stores, and just being willing to be out. So look into that. Get a tour of your police department if possible. Ask some questions. Learn, and you will be really impressed like I was.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.